You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Paul Tepeti. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Brother Dave, always a pleasure speaking with my favorite interviewer.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Paul, we're coming up, believe it or not. I know, I appreciate that. I mean, I know that you get interviewed by a lot of people, so that's quite a compliment. It's nervous laughter. It's because it is a big compliment to me, so thank you. We're coming up, believe it or not, on Freedom Palooza 6. Now, I attended the first four. I missed the last one, unfortunately. Now, we're already at 6. Now, there's some things that are a little different this year. Why don't you tell the listeners about Freedom Palooza 6, when it's taking place, who's going to be there, and what's different about this year?
Freedom Palooza 6 starts Friday night at 7 p.m. and goes to 10 p.m. on Sunday night. So July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We pack up and wrap up things on Monday, the 4th. This is the last year that we're going to be having it at Johnny Mack's. We are going to be moving it to Central Pennsylvania in the following years. But Johnny is losing it to the bank. And this is basically a burn the mortgage card party. We're going to give it one last hurrah. Since Johnny is closing up, the restaurant is not going to be open this year as it has been for the last 5 years. So we are encouraging everybody to bring their own food. There are several eateries up and around where events taking place that you can definitely go to. But a lot of folks bring their own food. They have a cookout. I don't know, man. Got to taste a lot of different killer food that people had brought, you know, on their own. And cooking over the fire pits is great. So we will have electricity. We will have Wi-Fi to stream it. We will not be playing any commercial music because last year our YouTube stream got stopped for a little period because somebody complained that we were using unlicensed music as the means to get us our stream stopped. But we'll be taking care of that by playing nothing but original music from the bands that are going to be there, like Poker Face, like The Tank, like Miner's Keepers, solo acts like Hawk, Jason Hendrington, Dave Minetti, and several others. New this year in terms of speakers, we got a brother that I've never met in 2.5, 3 decades. His name is Fritz Springmeier. He wrote a most excellent book called The Illuminati Bloodlines, which is what piqued my interest many, 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 many years ago. So it's finally going to be able to press the flesh with this brother, give him a big hug, and say thank you for the great work. And he's going to basically elucidate the folks on the darker side of the New World Order. And my other favorite that's coming is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Rinchek. He's going to talk about extra-dimensionals versus extraterrestrials. We believe more on the extra-dimensional side than we do in the E.T. brothers. We don't believe in E.T. brothers, but this cat's going to come. He's been on Coast to Coast with Ed Norrie. He's going to be speaking all 3 nights, so bring your questions. He's always had large crowds around him whenever he spoke off the stage, and he promised that he was going to come and deliver it this year for us. So we have speakers like Eli James coming back, Merlin Miller. We have Ed Steele's wife coming back, Cindy, Pete Papa Hercules. I don't know, brother. Many of the speakers that you've been on the stage with, we're hoping that you're coming back up for it. The Rizzoli brothers are coming. Diane King is coming to speak for the first time on Heroes Within the Revisionist Movement. Janice Barcelo talking about the evils within a Jewish medical death cartel. I don't know, man. Just dynamite speakers as always. Jim Condit talking about the vote fraud, the thing that Trump needs to be most aware about because Hillary practiced it on Bernie and it worked. You have Hillary that has hundreds of people coming before her crowds, and you have Bernie who has thousands, tens of thousands, and Hillary wins. Come on. This festival is about celebrating our Forefathers Day weekend, which is what the 4th of July is for us. That's bringing friends together that come from all over the country. And we basically spend 3 days having nothing but camaraderie. We hang out around the bonfire each night, which is like the highlight of each day, because after hearing all the great speakers, you want to talk about it. So nothing better than the bonfire surrounded by 80 to 100 people, having our own little group chats and just enjoying each other's company. Last one usually gets to bed around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, man. So
I've been there. Unfortunately, of course, our good friend Jim Trafficant will not be there because he passed on, sadly. He was a regular there at Freedom Palooza. Certainly do miss him.
How different the selection cycle would have been this time around, a Democrat that the people could really relate to, Jim running on his platform to save America, which I think might have gotten him killed because when JFK Jr. was showing plans to run for senator in New York, he got, many of us believe, whacked by the Mossad for the behalf of Hillary. So I could see the same thing happening to Jim Trafficant, another Hillary hit because she didn't want the competition, a real competition,
that's
not the
right
socialist Marxist Bernie Sanders. When America is getting behind a Marxist Jew, that's how far America has fallen down.
That's right.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting. And of course, the Trafficant was a real American, a real man, and they certainly couldn't have that. I'm going to do my darndest to get there. I'm still trying. I want to be there. I'm sorry I missed the last year. It is a great time. Great time for camaraderie. Everything's just all around great time. And last year, Johnny Mack's, as you said. What about next year? Any idea about where it might be since this is last year at Mack's?
Yeah, it's going to be about an hour north, hour and a half north of Harrisburg, right there in central Pennsylvania, close to Sealings Grove.
How far away is that? You said an hour and a half?
North of Harrisburg, yes.
How far from Johnny Mack's?
Probably be 3 hours. It's right off of 80 meets 15. It's another beautiful location. This one actually has a place to put the bands on the roof in case it rains. Kitchen that we can use. So it'll be an upgrade in certain aspects, and it's going to continue on. It'll be better. And we're just going to wing it at this one and hope for the best that the weather is kind to us. If it's scorching hot, we got the stream next to us for everybody to cool down in, especially the kiddos. And let's get together and let's have a great time. Let's celebrate our still somewhat freedom in this country and the forefathers that lived and died for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, listeners, if they want to check it out on the website, where can they go?
When it's the days of the event, you're going to go to Freedompalooza, P-A-L-O-O-Z-A, Freedompalooza, oneword.com. And at the top of the page, we'll have the link to the stream. It's going to be a UCY stream. And I'll be posting speakers and bands later this week, just trying to affirm those that are definitely coming, those that schedules are going to allow for it. When you're throwing one of the most politically incorrect events in the country, sometimes you got to give no quarter to the enemy. Why give them any plans? And people that are coming, why allow them to be harassed, you know, by these satanic children? So I try to put up as little as possible. Just know that people, it's going to happen. It's always a good time. Come prepared to feed yourself and water yourself, and the rest of it will take care of with the entertainment and the learning and rich environment that you're going to be in.
And is there any charge?
Yes. It's going to be $50 for the weekend and $25 each day. It includes camping, parking, and basically children under 18 are free. So bring the kiddos, bring the pets, bring your food, bring your beer, have a good time.
Paul, I appreciate all the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners, and hopefully we'll see you on 1st of July.
Bring the wife and kid, man.
Absolutely. Paul, my best to you and yours.
Thank you.